Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You are listening to Eyes Up Here on the iHeartRadio Network or wherever you get your podcasts. With me is my co-host, Chad. And Chad, yesterday was Christmas. Merry Christmas. How was your holiday? What did you do? What did you get?
Merry Christmas. I got a lot. I'm loving that this Christmas week has been very merry and full of cheer. And I'm glad to be spending it with you today on this very Merry Christmas week.
What is today? Post-Christmas Day? Yes.
Yeah, post-Christmas Day, December 26th for those who need to check your calendar. The 25th is yesterday.
I get confused sometimes.
Yeah, that's okay.
It blends in together.
I mean, in the Queen's Kingdom, I mean, they must shower you with gifts and food and all the trimmings. So, you know, I can see how you get confused.
I got some really good gifts. I got to go to my great niece's house yesterday. They were hosting. And all we had to bring was dessert, which was very easy. I didn't even have to cook. And I got some good stuff. I really wanted a Donald Duck hoodie, zip-up hoodie for our upcoming Disney trip. So I told my husband, this is what I want. So I got that. I got a cute women's Eagles shirt because, you know, most of the men's shirts are bulky, but this one's really cute, form-fitting. Love it. I got a lot of good stuff. So it was a good day, and my kids were happy with their presents. And, you know, just looking forward to the new year and what 2024 has to bring for us. So. It was good.
You're going to be super busy in 2024, so
yeah,
you should be really looking forward to it. You keep booking dates left and right.
I mean, so far, there have been several dates that have come in, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to get out there and work. Even in the, I think I mentioned this, in the month of March, I'm booked 3 weekends. so that doesn't really happen that often. So, and if I play my cards right, there's going to be a lot more that's going to get booked. So, as always, I'll keep everybody posted, but you know, I just want to work now while I can, while ECW is still hot, while people are still interested. I don't want to be 83 walking into a convention. I mean, no disrespect to those who do, but like, I don't want to do that. You know, I'll be 52 next year. I think I got a couple good years left in me, especially if I take care of myself. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. A lot of good stuff ahead.
Now, if you were 50, if you were 83 going into a convention, would you still strut like Francine would?
I would try my damnedest. I would get my walker and like every once in a while go, like pick up my walker and do a little kick, a little shimmy, a little shake.
How about the leather pants? Could the leather pants still be a thing?
If my ass can fit into them, I would still rock them. But I mean, who knows what the hell I'm going to look like at 83. I hope I'm alive at 83, you know?
I was this close. I wanted to get Liz a pair of leather pants for Christmas. I told her this 10 times. I want to see, I had them in the cart. I just didn't pull the trigger because I was like, where is she going to wear them?
Well, you guys go to like comedy clubs and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Just, I don't have anything like on the horizon. So they just, I buy them for them to sit.
So she wears it.
Well, before I book something, you know, I will get them, but I was like, I'm just not going to get them for them to sit. I'll get them before we do something. But I think leather pants are in my future. Not for me, but for her.
I mean, they make your ass look like a peach. It's really nice.
Well, I think that's why I would love to add them to her repertoire.
There you go. So, yeah, I love them. But yeah, and that's another thing I was thinking of. I was like, man, you know, I want to lose some weight because I think I had mentioned like the birth control that I'm on made me gain 5 pounds. So I'm like kind of frustrated right now. So I'm kind of holding off until next year to buy clothes for these conventions and shows that I'm going for, because I'm very hopeful that I could lose 5 to 10 pounds by then, because I think I'll be off the pills. And hopefully once I'm off, I can drop the weight. But it's really frustrating. Like, you know, you work so hard in the gym and you're doing your cardio and you're lifting, and then you go on the scale and you're 5 pounds heavier and it's not muscle. Like, what the hell is going on? So a little pissed off about that, but I'm, you know, I'm fighting the good fight. I'm going to get there, and by WrestleMania weekend, hopefully my body will be where it needs to be, or I'll just starve myself one or the other. We'll see what happens.
I mean, either way, you know, get the job done. One route goes one way, the other route goes the other.
I don't really want to do that because I love food. I mean, I ate yesterday, you know, because there's so much good food on the holidays. It's rough. It's rough. When a salad even blows you up, there's something going on. I'm still seeing the GI. I'm still seeing the urologist. Like, there's so many things going on. But anyway, we don't have to talk about that. We're here for a reason today, and we're diving into something different. This was a suggestion by a friend, and it's kind of like I'd say it's a hot topic right now because this just happened like within the month. But we're going to dive into an interview that we did in 2021?
Yes.
2021.
Yep.
With Tammy Sitch. And I really think this was the last interview that she did. I don't think she did any others after us before the unfortunate incident in Florida happened. So we're going to go over this video. I don't think we're going to watch the whole thing, maybe just certain clips or whatever, and go through some comments and just, you know, because it's almost 2 years. It is 2 years since we talked to her last, right? Wasn't this at the end of the...
You know what? I'm actually going to pull up the exact date so we have
I'm thinking it was later in the year.
So this is actually July of 2021.
Okay.
So that was, you know, a little over then 2 years ago. So
yeah, because I knew we were planning to go to WrestleCade together. And that is the weekend of Thanksgiving.
Right.
In November. So this was like a couple months before. And we sat down and we talked to her. And, you know, I got a lot of backlash from fans and from viewers for even conducting this video. So I can give my analysis. You can chime in when you want to. We can break it down and go over my thought process. You know, but I just want to say for the record, before we even start, I honestly, in my heart, thought that she was on the straight and narrow and that she learned her lesson. And I'm not justifying anything that happened in the past, what she did before this. I'm not saying that's okay. What I'm saying is I thought she was starting over like with a clean slate. And I truly and honestly believed that she was going to be okay. So I want to get that out there because there were so many comments. We had almost 400 comments on this video. And there were so many comments telling me that, you know, why are you sitting there talking to this person? Why are you laughing with her? Why are you giving her the time of day? I've known her for decades and decades. She's a dear friend. Even with that said, I'm not justifying anything that she's ever done. So don't take it the wrong way. I still believe in my heart. It's hard for me. This is hard for me to even talk about because I wanted the best for her. And I did believe at that moment in my heart that she was going to do the right thing. So let me just say that before we get into it. Okay. Just wanted to make that clear because I got so much backlash on this.
Yeah. I remember at the time, on Twitter, when we posted the interview, there was a ton of comments. We weren't really posting a lot on YouTube at the time, but we posted a preview of the episode. There was a ton of comments on that, not favorable and saying, why are you giving her a platform? Why are you doing this? And you all defended, this is my friend. We're having a discussion. And as you'll see, as we get through parts of this, you know, it goes back and forth and we'll talk about it and see how you go back and forth between your Barbara Walters-esque questions and your friendly banter. I mean, and it's a great kind of, almost split personality you have to go through to get through this, you know, hour, which we also do have this hour in our iHeartRadio podcast library here, which we will point you in the direction of later on as well. So join us here as we start to dive into this little interview with stoppages along the way to comment. So
yeah, and let me really quickly, if this was just all doom and gloom, I don't think she would have wanted to sit and talk to me. You know what I mean? Like if it was just me just saying how horrible of a person you are and blah, 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 would you sit through that? No. You know, no, I don't think anybody would want to sit there and be berated by a friend or a colleague. So let me just, you know, I'm not trying to make light of anything that she's ever done. That wasn't the goal. I was just trying to, you know, get the good out of her, you know, tell some stories that maybe no one ever heard before. And, you know, people might be interested in learning because we all know about the train wreck side, but there was so much good that I've experienced with her. And that's what I was trying to bring out. And I'm not trying to justify her having 8 DUIs or killing somebody. And this was before the gentleman died. So keep that in mind as well. But the hate that I got infuriated me because this was just me sitting down with a friend, you know, and you'll see how uncomfortable I am and how I try to bring back the fact we're going to be on the street and narrow, Terry. You're going to be good, Tammy. We're never going to go back to jail, Tammy. You can run it and you'll see what I mean.
Yeah.
But just keep that in mind as you're listening before you judge me or throw stones at me.
All right. So Queen of Extreme, if you need me to stop, raise your hand or say pause or say idiot, click the stop the video and I will do whatever you need. Or okay. I will also tell myself idiot, stop the video if I need to come. And might I say, the Shatzer is looking very nice in this video.
I'm not going to call you an idiot. I'm going to call you a schmuck.
Oh, so. Schmuck. Hey, yeah. Schmucko. You know, my daughter heard that on one of the videos and she laughed.
She told me that was a naughty word. So I'm not allowed to say it in your house anymore.
I think she did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she had a laugh when she heard you say it on another one of the videos.
Nice.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Doll, how are you? Oh, she's leaving already. She's gone. She's done.
Too much sun.
That's natural light, it'll make you effervescent.
It'll chase people off until I start talking, so I just gotta keep my mouth
sweetheart shut. It's been a hot minute since I've seen that face. How are you? Yes, well, first of all,
I get all dressed up, all my clothes are in storage, so I'm in a t-shirt.
You look beautiful as always.
I'm going to storage tomorrow to get some of it out, so I'll be okay.
Listen, should we talk about the elephant in the room vaguely? Because is this your first interview?
Yes.
Okay. So your first interview. First one since the vacation. I'm honored that you chose me, although I did badger her and I threatened her and told her I will never speak to her again if she knows.
Yeah, you did. You threatened me. She said, I will never speak to you again unless I absolutely have to.
Do you not know me by now? My tactics work.
I wasn't surprised.
They're very effective. So, you know, everybody knows the situation that you were in.
Right. Unfortunately.
Can I ask, was this time different than the others? Did you go in with a different?
Well, this was totally different. I got a driving on a suspension and I'm suspended from the old DUIs. So it's a mandatory 6 months in jail in New Jersey.
And how long were you in there for?
Well, I did my 6 months for that, but that violated the probation I was still on in Pennsylvania. So I had to max out that time, and that was maxed out to May 21st. So I did just over 10 months. Fun stuff. But I'm all done with that probation in Pennsylvania now. They can't do anything else to me. That 5 years of them sending me back all the time for sneezing in the wrong direction is done. It's over.
Okay. Are you clear in your...
Okay. I just...
Sneezing in the wrong direction.
That's why she keeps going back to jail for sneezing in the wrong direction. I mean, this is where it gets tricky. A lot of the comments
say that she's making light of this whole situation. A lot, if one were to go in our comment section and read the 400 comments that are there, a lot of people are saying it's like a joke to her. She's not taking things seriously. And you'll see as it progresses, when she said that triggered me, because I'm like, look, you don't go to jail for sneezing in the wrong direction. You've done things that are not supposed to happen. You're breaking the law. That's why you went to jail. So that was my first thought that came up, and we're only 2 minutes into this video. So now I'm like, okay, I have to sit here for an hour and try to figure out a way to get her to, I guess, have some remorse and not make it so lighthearted.
Right.
And it for me, I'm nervous about this because she's my friend. I don't want to piss her off. I don't want to upset her. But in the same token, it's like tough love. Like, I'm trying to tell her this isn't the right thing. Like, you're screwing up and we need to fix it. So right off the bat, that comment triggered me. Just letting you know.
My PO in Pennsylvania was horrible. It doesn't matter what I would do. If I was a half an hour late for an appointment, she would violate me and stick me in jail. It was just bullshit. But I'm done with them. It's all over. Done.
So you're done. You're done with PA. What about New Jersey? Are you good in New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm good here.
You're good. You're good everywhere.
Drive. I just can't drive.
Can't drive. Okay. But we're good.
If I get pulled over, it'll be another mandatory 6 months.
We're not going to get pulled over again.
Right. I just
can't. We're not going to do that. We're not going to fuck around with all that stuff. That's done.
Well, the problem was last year I got a really pretty Jaguar F-Type convertible and I had to drive it. So, yeah.
All right. First of all, okay. You're smarter than this.
I know. That's why I'm not driving now. Uber is my new best friend.
Okay. Let's
stop. So the comment that we got, one of the comments that we got is for this time mark right here, timestamp. When she said that Uber is her new best friend, you know she got some problems. She did not stick to her words and yet did a horrible choice again by drunk driving with a suspended license. That's addiction and that's hard to overcome. People have been sympathetic to her and she blew that all away. That was the comment. I just commented back, it's sad. To say you got a nice, pretty car and I had to drive it when you know you shouldn't be driving.
That's a chilling comment, if anything.
No. So right then and there, and you can tell that I am trying without being a bitch. I am trying to let her know, like, I mean, can you see that or is it just me?
No, you are. I've stayed very steadfast in my belief of your just strong stance as a friend in this whole entire process.
A friend who loves this person and wants the best for them.
Yes. A friend that does not give up on another friend, and that you don't enable a friend. You give a friend tough love and you try to steer them in the right direction. This is what I see as a friend of a friend.
Listen, the thing that I've said over and over mm-hmm. is you have to learn from your mistakes.
Right.
So if you learned and you're moving on and you're being the best you can mm-hmm. be, that's all anybody can ever ask. Correct? Right.
Exactly.
When you went in jail this time.
Yeah.
I don't know what number it was, but when you went in this time, and I love you, I can teach you like this. Did you go in with a different mindset? Like, because, you know, the first time I'm sure you were scared shitless. I mean, I would be. I would be anytime. It's not that bad. Give me an example of it. Okay. Give me an example.
They make it out to be a lot worse on TV than it actually is. So it's really not that bad.
As somebody who's never been to jail, I'm just going to say, I never want to go. So whether it's not that bad or it's really good, I never want to find out. So that's just me saying that.
And the same with me. And a lot of the comments that we got, because people are still pulling this video up now. A lot of the comments are saying, well, jail and prison are two different things. So if she thinks jail was a party, prison is not. And she's going to learn the difference. That's now, these are people who are claiming they went to jail and went to prison. Like fans that are saying, I've been there. It's not, you know, again, why joke about it's not that bad? Of course it is. Unless you're just this big lazy sloth who likes to lay on a mattress that's this thin, eat junk and do nothing all day and be isolated. If that's your thing, then I guess it's not that bad.
Right.
But it would tear me apart to have to live like that for years and years. So yeah. I can't understand this logic at all.
Yeah. Continuing.
It's doable. You can make it.
Stop. Give me, I'm going to kill her. Give me an example of a typical day. Do you get woken up at the crack of dawn by a warden threatening you? No. Okay. What happened? You tell me.
You don't even have to wake up if you don't want to. But see, I'm serious. See, I'm diabetic, so they would come and wake me up at 4:30 every morning to do a sugar check and to give me insulin. 4:30 every morning.
Well, that's
I had to do it. You know, it's a medical thing, so you have to do it. Then I'd go back to sleep for a couple hours, and then usually around 8 o'clock is when they pop your door, and you can go out and watch TV, and you know, breakfast comes and all that stuff. I didn't eat a lot of their food though, because the food's horrible. But all you basically do is watch TV, play cards, you know, you can sleep all day if you want to. There's a lot of girls who color, like those adult coloring books, so they're there coloring all
day. Do they provide, like,
no, these? You have to have that stuff sent in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That, yeah.
But there's no, like, where I was anywhere, there's no, like, strict format of things you have to do. It's just... Yeah, you could be lazy or you can do something. I actually got a job in there so I could have something to do. So I was, and I got the best job in the jail because they trusted me. They knew I wasn't going to like run. So I was cleaning the warden's office and the lobby, and I got to take the garbage out by myself into the parking lot where all the cars are because they trusted me that I was going to come back and not like run down the street. But yeah, so.
Face.
So so that was a comment that from the beginning was very, very scrutinized because people looked at that as why was she getting special treatment? Was it because she had, you know, a little celebrity? Was it, you know, because she is a little more, you know, forthcoming? Like, why? Why was she getting these great jobs? Why?
A lot of people also commented that they thought she was lying.
And there's another, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, a lot of people said she's lying. There's no way they would let a prisoner or someone in jail, I don't know, you know, walk out to where they can escape. Which, again, I don't know. I wasn't there. I say this on all my videos. I wasn't there, you know. She did tell me before, like, sometimes when she would go back into jail because she was there multiple times, people would be like, hey, Sunny, like they knew her. Like, hey, girl, you're back or whatever. So maybe there were a couple of the wardens or whatever. I don't even know what they're called. The people who work there. Maybe they did have a little bit of a celebrity crush on her and maybe she did get special treatment. But I know a lot of the comments said they thought she was straight up lying.
Interesting. So
we'll never know.
Yeah. No, that was one part I remember specifically from the beginning. People were not happy about.
Yeah. My face says it all. Like, I know you guys can't see it and you should go back and watch this on YouTube, but my facials are just like, please, girl, please.
All right. Let this run a little bit more about the jobs and then we'll move forward a little bit more in the interview.
I had a job. It was maybe time to go by.
Time out. You're taking the trash outside by yourself.
Yeah.
To a parking lot. Is there, I envision a big gate with barbed wire that
there is, but I go out the front lobby doors. because I had all access because they trusted me.
Well, she, of course you have all access. Why wouldn't you? if you want it to run, are you able to scale this wall and try to get over?
Where I was, there were no, when I was going out to take the garbage out, there's no walls. It's just the parking lot in the street.
You could have ran for your life.
Yeah, I could have walked away. They probably wouldn't have realized I was gone for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, but I didn't do it. Because if you get an escape charge, it's like 7 years in jail. So you don't want to.
But how dumb are they? I mean, you're a very likable girl. I've known you for years, but I wouldn't trust you taking out cars. I'm sorry.
And where the parking lot is, it's where all the COs park and all visitors park and stuff like that. So it was very easy if somebody wanted to drive up, open a car door, you can dive in and boom, you'd be gone. Nobody would even know.
Are you in an orange jumpsuit?
No.
What are you wearing? Are you wearing like a bikini? Like what are you wearing? What is going on in these prisons?
I wish I would have gone out sooner, but no, you wear this like outfit. It looks like scrubs. It looks like medical scrubs.
Oh, like a hospital scrub.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking you're in all orange. You're shackled. You got a big ball on your leg, or you know, the color all chained together. Color this gang,
like a burgundy color. So it looked like a nurse. Yeah. If you didn't look close enough, you looked like a nurse. Yeah.
Was this the same jail that you were in before?
Mm-hmm. So well, not the Pennsylvania one. I mean, I was in Pennsylvania before, but this is the Jersey jail that I was in before. Yeah.
You were in okay. So when you walk in, you don't know anyone.
No, this time I saw some people that were there the last time.
So you have friends.
Well, I wouldn't call them friends.
Acquaintances.
Jail acquaintances. Yeah.
Okay. Jail buddies.
All right. We don't, you know, if you have jail buddies, that's not really something that you want. Maybe on the outside, if you see somebody at Walmart, okay. You shouldn't really have jail buddies.
Well, I mean, she's going back to the same jail. And that's what my point earlier was when she walked in, people had remembered her and knew who she was, whether it would have been another inmate or, you know, the people who guard. I would assume because the span of her going back, I mean, wasn't it really short? Like she got out of jail and then she went back and then got out and then she went back.
So look at the rap sheet. There's
it could be that there's people serving years and years there. So she could have left and then went back and it's like the same people behind bars. You know what I mean? Like that's a possibility, or it's the same. Are they called wardens? Like what are they called? I don't even know. Jail guards. I don't know.
Corrections officers.
Okay. Correction officer. Could be the same people working there that recognize her. I guess it's a good thing to have friends on the inside, you know, and maybe what she said prior is true. Maybe because they knew who she was, she did get perks. But I just find it hard to believe that they would just let somebody go out the main door where they could just escape.
Yeah.
Like, in a jail, what is that? That's
like something on The Simpsons. It's a joke on The Simpsons that there's a revolving door, you know, where they just come out. They go, hey, you promised to come back? They're like, yeah, we'll be back.
I mean, do they do this for murderers and for, you know, people like really hardcore criminals?
Hey, if rapist, just promise not to rape anybody when you go out.
God forbid. It's like, that's scary to me that they, you know, you could become friends with somebody in there and then you get these perks and you're just allowed to walk out the door. I don't find that, I don't know. That scares me. That makes me nervous that anyone could just escape. What does that say for our system?
Yeah.
Not much. So this bothers me. It should bother you too.
I 100%. Yeah. What does that say about the, what was that? Was this New Jersey that she's talking about?
I think
what does that say about the New Jersey correctional system that she
not
was in?
Much, not much at all. I don't like it.
So moving forward a little bit up the timeline here in the interview, she now starts to talk about how, yes, we've glamorized her stay a little bit in the interview and talked about perks that she has. So now she's going to talk about a few of the things, maybe not so perks. perkable in her stay.
Okay.
We're goofing around about it, laughing about it, glamorizing it, but it's not glamorous at all. I mean, right. You have the worst products in the world. It's like dollar store shampoos and stuff like that you have to buy.
Now we're on to products. Come on, girl.
It's bad.
I'm talking about mental health.
No, but I'm saying that screws with your mental health because you're using all this, like these horrible products, and your hair gets shitty and your skin gets shitty. And you look in the mirror, which isn't even a mirror. It's like this polished.
I can't. Okay. Excuse me. What screws with your mental health is being in jail. The fact that you are in jail screws with your mental health, not your dollar store shampoo. I cannot with this. It's just look at my face. Can you see my face?
Oh, I can see it.
Guys, if you're listening, please go type in Tammy Sitch's last interview. My facials are worth the watch. I am so annoyed at this point. I'm just like, I'm trying to make it a point to talk about mental health. And my question was legit. You kind of, you missed my question. I believe it was something like, how does this mess with your mind? How does this affect your mental health? And you went right into her answer, and she talks about dollar store products.
Yeah.
Messing with her mental health, but not being in jail. That's perfectly fine. It's the products and the shitty mirror, because it's not really a mirror. It's like a foil reflection or whatever she said. Come on. I cannot agree with this statement. God forbid I'm in jail. That's going to screw with my brain and my mental health. At this point, I don't care what I look like. I don't care if I'm using Dollar General shampoo and conditioner combined. Who cares? I care about being there and getting out and being a better person. Again, is she just saying this to be funny, trying to cover up real emotion that she doesn't want to show? Because I didn't think she was going to sit there and break down and cry. That's not Tammy. That's never been Tammy. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't really one to wear her heart on her sleeve or show like emotion unless she got to a breaking point. You know, she was always like a tough New Jersey chick. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Things oh, yeah.
ran off her back, didn't bother her. Like, she just would laugh things off. And I feel like she's putting on a show when in reality, I think it was literally eating her alive. And she just didn't want to show it to me or to anybody, you know, and I was pretty close with her at this point. So I was getting annoyed because I feel like there's more to it than she's letting on. And I feel like she was holding back. And it's not just for the sake of the interview. It's for the sake of her mental health.
Right.
You have to let go. You have to admit when you're wrong. You have to admit you have a problem, because if you don't, it's going to eat you up and you're never going to get better. And that's what I was just trying to tell her. Like, you know, this is not okay. We need to switch this around and you're going to be much better. You still are young. You still have your whole life ahead of you. That was my point. And I couldn't get it through her thick friggin' head.
Yeah. And I'm trying to run this as a very serious topic, but I could not help but laughing at looking at your face on our live broadcast here, as I'm looking at you on this side and looking at you on the pause screen on my right.
I'm so mad.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's frustrating because I love her and I don't care. I don't care when people get mad at me for saying that. I love the girl. Even though she probably hates me now, I will always have love for her and I will always feel bad for her. Do I have sympathy? I'm at the breaking point now where it's enough is enough. It's too much. And it went too far. And I've said it a million times. But do I have love for her? I've known her forever. She's a friend. I've been friends with her for years. She's been at my wedding. We've hung out so many times. I'm always going to have love for her. It breaks my heart to see her go through this. And if you can't understand, you listeners, if you can't understand that, knowing how close her and I were and knowing that I have always defended her, but I'm also trying to make her realize how wrong she is. And I'm trying to turn it or help her turn it around, you know? And yeah. I'm not trying to sit on my soapbox and say I'm the most perfect person in the world. No, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to be a friend here. And I've said this behind the scenes. Let her know, like, this is not acceptable behavior. No. And it just went in one ear and out the other. She's just made poor choices.
Wow.
You can't argue the fact, you can't disagree with me. You just can't.
No, absolutely not.
You can hear it in my voice. I'm aggravated now. I was aggravated then. I'm going to be aggravated forever with this situation. Because I'm a friend and I love her and I don't want her to be going through this. And that's how I feel.
Yeah, you want her at the conventions. You want her next to you. You want her doing all these things that you get to experience now. Side by side. You don't want to have to see her in shackles and in orange jumpsuits and reading statements about remorse for all these horrible things. No, I completely get it. This is the worst situation. And this video is literally the point where it could have turned around and been the path to, you know, the promised land. And it just, unfortunately, didn't happen. All right. That was one thing. I'm going to move forward because we're literally never going to get past the 13-minute mark unless if we don't start to move forward. So let me pull up.
Finish just talking about products. Is that
it's what just get, yeah, it's going to be a little bit more about that, you know, and how hard it is to be slumming it out with the, I'm sorry, the jail products that they provide to you.
Okay.
I think there's a little bit about the food, if my memory serves correct. Spoiler alert, it's not good.
Well, she got special food. If you don't want to play it, I'll just tell you. She got to eat pizza and burgers because they brought her special food, she said. So she was eating what the other inmates weren't eating. That's what she told us. But you can skip that.
You know, must be nice. I mean, that must be nice. You know, the Martha Stewart, jail stay.
Oh, let me just read one comment while you're looking. This pissed me off too. Drinking and driving over and over, knowing the lives it wrecks, is simply incredibly selfish, which I agree with. The person doing it says, all I care about is myself. You, meaning me, this person, you should decide who your friends are, Francine. Mine are those who care about the lives of others also, and actions show that. These are hard decisions to make, but look at all the dead friends who were with these irresponsible people like this person. So now, am I a bad person for trying to help my friend get on the straight and narrow? I got a lot of these comments.
Yeah.
A lot of people telling me, you know, one guy said, oh, you should have helped her more. Then she wouldn't have killed the person. So like putting the blame on me for this happening. It's like you. What's that expression? You could lead a horse to water.
Horse to water, yeah. Can't make it drink.
Right. That's what I feel like. Like I feel like I tried, and it wasn't like an every day. I wouldn't call her every day and say, "Are you okay? Are you doing the right thing?" But I would always like try. You know, every week or something, try to be like, "Are you okay? Is everything all right?" And despite other people's one person saying all I did it for was to get bookings, like I can get my own bookings. I didn't need her to get bookings. I did it because I loved her and she was a friend of mine. And I would try and check on her and see if she was okay. But when you check on somebody and they constantly lie to you, I was over it. Because I'm like, she's not even telling me the truth. You know, even when there were police reports out, she was trying to tell me she never got arrested again. And I was just like, what? And I have the text messages to prove it. So there you go. But I'm sick of people telling me, you know, you're a shitty friend or you shouldn't have been her friend. You should have cut her off years ago and blah, 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 blah. That's not what a friend does. A friend tries to help a friend. And I thought she was going to change. And I can't emphasize that enough. I don't know how many times I have to say it. And now I'm pissed off.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm going to let it run a couple minutes more, actually, because we'd get more into OnlyFans and some of these other things a little bit down. Let me let this run a little bit more.
Sure. Piece of stainless steel, so you can't really see yourself. But then I go and I do my cleaning in like the offices, and I look in the real mirror in their bathrooms, and I'm like, oh my God, this is just horrendous, you know? So it really does fuck with your head.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, that's, then you just like pray that, you know, a full spa day and a HydraFacial will fix everything when you get out.
Are you with like major criminals? Yeah. Are there girls that have like committed murder or?
Yeah, I hate this story.
Yeah. Okay. Do you tend to like stay away from those girls?
No, you're around them the whole time, basically. Ooh.
I don't want to hear this.
There was one girl there. She's already been there 6 years, waiting on trial. She's there for killing her girlfriend, chopping her up into little pieces and burying her in the backyard. And the woman's daughter is still missing.
It's lovely, right?
I can't hear that story. It makes me sick to my stomach.
I know. I should have jumped over that. That's lovely. I won't listen to it in the morning. You know, details. Details.
Disgusting. Disgusting. Yeah.
You want me to skip over it?
I mean, you could play it so they know I'm just covering my ears. I don't want to hear it. Put your hand up when it's done so I know when it's done.
So we don't know exactly what happened to the daughter. Then there's another one that was there, the Spanish girl who, this is like disgusting. She videotaped her boyfriend on her 9-month-old baby. These are the kind of people I was in there with. And all I did was drive a car when I wasn't supposed to.
Where's the boyfriend at? Is he in jail?
Yes, he's there with her.
Fucking, oh my God. See that with children, I can't. Like, that's just too much.
Everybody just kind of avoids her. And it was disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting. When I got there, I didn't know what she was there for. And she's being all nice and she's Spanish and talking in Spanish and stuff like that. And then somebody told me what she was there for. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
all I did was drive a car, and I'm here with these kind of people. And there was three other girls that were there for murder. One, she was 17 at the time. She was already there for 3 years. She was 17 at the time. She had a baby at home, dressed the baby up, took pictures of the baby, sent it to all her friends, and then smothered the baby, put it in a duffel bag, and threw it in the dumpster.
Oh, God forbid. Oh,
and these are the kind of people I'm in there with, and all I did was drive a car.
Oh, my God. As a mother, I can't even... love my kids.
I'm not even a mother, and I can't even fathom.
No, I know. Oh, my God, that's awful. You hear all
these... It's not a fun place. That's why that's why I try to get a job so I can get out and spend half the day, you know.
Stop. We're going to have to do two parts. We're never going to get through this. This would affect my mental health. Being there with people like that, that would make me insane. That would drive me insane, rather. For her to compare shampoo, conditioner, bad mirrors, but she could talk about this side and it doesn't even affect her. How does one comprehend this? Like that kind of thing would physically make me ill every day. I couldn't even fathom being around people like that. Cause maybe because I'm a mother and I have children, and God forbid, like the first thing I would do is kill myself before my kids would even, you know, anything would happen to my children. Like I would prevent it by hurting myself before my children. You know, you get what I mean? Any good parent would do something like that, right? I could never be around people who would harm a child, especially their own kids. That infuriates me to the point where it makes me sick to my stomach and it's making me nervous talking about it. Like I'm getting so riled up that it's not even affecting her. She's telling these stories like, oh my God, this one did this and this one did this. But yeah. She has more passion talking about hair products. But look at what it's doing to me right now. It's making me so angry.
Yeah.
I'm getting so worked up over this. This is such bullshit. And this is the part of the interview that made me sick and I hated it. I can't wrap my brain around how she's thinking or her logic to this whole thing. Like, that's why I don't understand. Like, is she putting on a show? Is this an act? Like, what is going on? I don't know if she's trying to be cute. I don't get it.
I feel like we had more of Sunny than we did Tammy. If that's the way you want to look at it, then yeah. Because I kind of felt that way too. You don't glamorize the fact you had a bad hair product and bad skin product part of your stay in jail and then be like, oh yeah, we had to stay away from the baby murderer and this and that. God. It's like, no, you know what's funny? I'm never going back to jail because I was next to baby murderers, you know, like, and I'll take the bad hair care products so I don't have to be by the baby murderer.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm trying to have a realistic conversation about your mental health. And what triggers mental health when you're in a jail or a prison setting? She's triggered by friggin' dollar store products, but she's not triggered by these criminals who are harming children.
Yeah. I got a comment for you. Somebody said, Francine, you can tell you have it all together way more than Sunny. Sunny is more consumed with products and not upset at her 70 UIs. It's a shame because now someone has died and she's done.
Yeah. I just don't, I haven't watched this in a very long time. So this is triggering me and I can't understand where she's coming from.
We can definitely break it up for sure.
Just to talk about this without flinching, but getting upset at products. You could see my facials when she was telling the story. Like I just covered my ears. I couldn't even listen to it a second time. Once was enough for me, but I remember it. And I remember it made me nauseous. It made me sick to my stomach. And I didn't want to hear any more about it.
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and again, maybe it's because she's not maternal and I am because I have children. Some people aren't, but harming another human doesn't get you, but friggin' cheap dollar products get you. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. This is why I don't think
I don't know. Does the mental illness factor come in that she talked about in prison recently? You know, the being bipolar, being, I don't even remember what they said she was. Was schizophrenia in there? I don't think so. Was it just bipolar and depression, manic depression? I don't remember what the things were, but are these traits signs of off kilter with your brain? I don't know. I mean, I can't justify what she's saying. I don't get it, man. I just don't get it. Ugh.
Well, I think you are correct. I think maybe we should break this up into a second part, because again, we're only 16 minutes and 13 seconds in.
16 minutes of me being angry.
And again, you know, once we get past about the 25-minute mark, you guys start to talk about some of your fun memories and going to Fort Lauderdale together and hanging out. And,
I mean,
you know, if we
dive in deeper and find other things that we can talk about, we'll do a part two. But this was the gist of it. I was just trying to get in her brain and learn a little bit more about what she went through. And I really didn't learn that much, because I don't know what's fact and what's fiction, to be honest with you. I really don't. And I don't know. I mean, you guys can have your take on it, but it's super frustrating, just because and everybody says to me, why do you say she's a good person? Because the Tammy I knew and the Tammy I hung out with years ago was a good person. The Tammy I was with at WrestleCade was a good person to me. I wasn't there when she did all this other stuff. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the things that she did in her life were wrong. A lot of the things she told me she never did. A lot of the things with Chris she told me weren't true. Who do I believe? Do I believe her or do I believe everybody else? It's hard when it's your friend. You want to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, you want to believe in them. You want to help them. That's all I'm saying. I just wish these fans would stop chastising me for trying to help a person, trying to be a friend to a person. Because sometimes all one person needs is somebody to believe in them. And if they get that, sometimes they turn their life around. Unfortunately, I wasn't her person. And it, you know, it didn't matter what I said, because she was going to do her own thing anyway. So that's where we're at. And that's it.
You're a good friend. And I want you to know that as we wrap this up, you're a good friend. I've seen nothing but passion. I've seen nothing but you doing all you could in this video, everything we've covered, you know, the tears that you shed today, but additionally, when we covered the Dark Side of the Ring episode this past summer, and there's nothing more that you could have done. And even though I could even say when she came out of jail and we were recording shows, and you know, you told me what was going on, and you know, after she went back in, I saw the passion. So you are a good friend.
Well, I appreciate that. I just, I'm so sick of fans telling me how crappy I am, and I'm a bad judge of character and all this stuff. And it's just like, you know, I just tried to be there for her, and I would do it for any of my friends. I would do it for you. I would do it for any of my friends who I care about. And sometimes you have to show tough love. You don't always get the results you want, but at least I know in my heart that I tried to be there for her and I tried to help her, and it just didn't work out. And it's frustrating, but you know, again, 15 years is a long time. If she's able to get out and what, if 65, 66 years old or something, she'll be.
hopefully she'll be healthy enough to enjoy the rest of her life and walk the straight and narrow and learn from this.
Yeah.
So
much like that horse that you led to the water, you could tell those fans, like a wise man once said to a group of people before, they can all kiss your ass.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that? All right.
Well, this can wrap it up for 2023 for us. We will not be back until 2024 on the iHeartRadio airwaves.
Oh, wow.
So looking back on the first month and change here with iHeartRadio, I think it's been great. What are your thoughts so far, Queen of Extreme?
I'm just super excited for 2024 and the content that we're providing. I think, you know, if you're listening, help spread the word. Follow us on iHeart if you haven't. Subscribe where you get your podcast. We appreciate you guys. And if you have any suggestions on what we should do in the future, please leave a comment. Leave a review. Let us know what you think of us. And we are open to all suggestions and ideas. And we just want to get better. And we want to provide you the best wrestling podcast that you can listen to. So I'm excited for the future.
Agreed. If you like this kind of topic, you like this kind of content, just tell us. We'll do something similar. We have things we can dive into. And we will. We'll dive. We'll go head first as long as there's some water. We don't dive if there's nothing there.
Right.
But we'll dive if there's stuff. And trust me, we will. So, if you want to follow me on social media, it's at Chad EMB on Twitter, at IB Exclusives on Instagram. My website is IBExclusives.com. There's a lot coming in 2024. So stay tuned to that and catch us on the YouTube channel. The Queen of Extreme, Francine's YouTube channel, is loaded with great content. She will tell you all about it here in just a second. But if you love us on iHeartRadio, you will get your fill on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is, we have hundreds of videos, content that you won't hear here, but you'll hear over on, you'll hear it over on YouTube. So just type in ECW Diva Francine !! In the search bar on YouTube and subscribe to us over there. We're going to hit 10K really soon. If you want to be a channel member, it's $5.99 extra content that only you get to see. I do want to plug something. New Year's Eve is coming up and I will be doing my third annual virtual on Signed by Superstars. Last year was absolutely insane that my husband was texting me to slow down because I got a little tipsy. I'm expecting it to be another debacle this year. So, if you want to come and watch me, you just go to signedbysuperstars.com. You can pre-order 8x10s. I'll have ring-worn memorabilia. We're going to spin the wheel. It might be like a truth or dare kind of thing. You get to pick what I do. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So for more info, just go to signedbysuperstars.com. And if you want to follow me on social media, you can find me at ECW Diva Francine. I want to wish you all a very blessed New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. And I hope that 2024 brings you everything that your heart desires. We appreciate you guys. God bless. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're staying healthy. And most of all, I hope you're staying extreme.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
all
needed.
Right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.